Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
You can call on me.
Calling and speak, and that track was definitely produced by 3342 Music. Featured Emacs the Image, and welcome again to Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 15 already. That M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News. That's the abbreviation and the acronym. If you choose to, hey, for those already online, 3342 on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to be brave and call at 646-478-0944, phone number like the 216-400, area code 702-609. Let me at least also throw out there that if you want to send a MP3 format, music, commercials, send it to emaxradio@gmail.com. To Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. I'll give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, and press one. I am going to at least take the time to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region, because if I don't, I'll forget to do so. So anyway, number 10, Rondé the Prophecy, making his way back to Cleveland, Ohio. Nice to have him back from Vegas. Number 9, Mr. Dirty Clean Fresh, a couple of videos out. But still feeling a film out there in the midst of everything. Go ahead, my brother, known him for many years. Number 8, Black Odyssey TV on YouTube with a video from Fresh West, Let Me In. Very nicely done. Number 7, HGS Music. He has new music, and his music is back in political campaigns and on robocalls and all that type of stuff. Number 6, Infrared Records. Number 5, Eric Wilson with a Nothing video. Video called Nothing. Number 4, Sheriff Kilroy, wash your hands, the YouTube views, as well as the Facebook views, plus the Facebook views have a couple hundred on their own. Black House Sound group song. We'll get to that track in just a little while. Definitely number three, you can Facebook BWE Future Kids, Shadow the Gray. She's teaching school curriculum from home on their own time. That's a big thing, and I appreciate that. Number, that moved up. Number two, that has moved up, Nelcia, N-E-L-C-C-I-A, Love Set Free, about 169,295 views on YouTube, definitely moving up. Number one right now, wow, because they've released a couple of public service announcements towards COVID-19, Black House Sounds, plus Joe Motley's COVID-19 pandemic, We Will Overcome solo song and the group song from Black House Sound. Joseph Motley Jr., No Matter How Life Gets 2020, featured LSD Sheriff Kilroy. So there we have it. Before I go to the phone lines, I would be remiss if I didn't at least start off from last Wednesday, CHYNNA, China Rogers, who passed at her Philly home last Wednesday, April the 7th, 25 years young. When she was 14 years old, she turned model with Ford Models, mentored by A$AP Yams, who died in 2015. In 2013, China's hit Selfie, and then again another hit in 2014 with Glenn Coco. 2015, her EPs, I'm Not Here and This Isn't Happening. 2016, the LP, Music to Die For, dealt with her opioid addiction. And I remember them pointing that single out. Why? Because she wanted fans to know they were not alone. But 4 months before she passed on April 7th, she released her EP, If I Die First. I'm going to at least, before I touch on anything else, let people know that if you choose, you can check out Common Sense Radio, which is still airing, broadcasting Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You click YouTube, Joseph Motley JR. Or Joseph P. Motley Jr., Twitter, Alfred Porter, JR1, and you can also Twitter, Hip Hop Workshop 2, Instagram, JR Alfred Porter, Facebook, Joseph Motley JR, period, Facebook, Chet and Angelica, or Facebook, HH Workshop Records. I'm going to leave off right there and go to my first phone caller, 216-400. I appreciate you. 400 with the 216. How you doing? Going once. Going twice. And I'm so glad that you didn't hang up for the simple fact, like I tell people, if you're watching TV, you might be at work. You might be consoling a loved one. No matter what it is that you take the time to do, I appreciate you for calling in. Let me finish off a couple of these things. And let people know you can Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. Or you could go directly to www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Once again, the Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, but you can also Facebook Pete Weeks or that webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceatradio.com. Miss Commentary Cleveland is running half of the show tomorrow. I'm wondering what she's going to bring to the table. You could also Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. or Facebook Alfred Porter JR. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. If you're wondering why I get through all of these as fast as I can, it's because usually there are so many other things I never know what I can get into. Let's get into something with that 702 area code with the 609. It's probably trying to say, and I don't blame them, that you know something? As soon as they quarantine your show for being out after 9 o'clock, we'll be better off. And I have to say, wow, don't blame you. 702 area code, How are you doing out there?
Brother Porter, it's been a long time. This is a man called Hawk. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Let's start this off the correct way because we have been sending certain things out. So I'm going to definitely ask, how is your family doing?
Well, my brother has surpassed his surgery. He's doing well. He's on the road to recovery again, but he got the apparatus off of his jaw, so it's all about healing his insides now. He's not completely disfigured, and I think personally, by this time next year, he'll be back to normal.
Nice. I'm glad to hear that. As a matter of fact, if on top of that, it's on you, brother. What would you like to bring to us? Because it's been a long time, and people miss you. That's all I can say.
Well, I want to go ahead and put a shout-out to all the essential, quote-unquote, employees like myself. I'm calling you from MGI's Distribution Center, the main warehouse for every one of Mark's grocers here in Ohio. You all stay safe out there if you're actually still working. I myself am happy and elated that I'm still working because, believe me, that's what I've been doing all my life. And any time I've ever had off work, whether it be laid off or otherwise, I've basically gone out of my mind. So I'm thanking the Heavenly Father that I'm in good enough condition and, you know, staying safe and being careful out here, man. That's pretty much all I have. I don't have any announcements or anything, but my brother is home with his wife. I was with him last week during his surgery, but like I said, he's recovering just fine. And I hadn't listened to you in a while, so I wanted to go ahead and at least get back on, you know?
I feel you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to at least ask you personally, since you've been back. You know, there are a lot of people who would not have been able to or would not have chose. Let me make sure I'm very clear with this. They would not have chose to come back to a region to do what you did. You looked out for your mom. You came back through. And not only did you come back and look out for your mom, but you were all about progression, continuing on. You added a lot in the community. You added to your home life. You were able to switch lanes back, get into something, and be powerful. Talk to me about how that goes for a brother like you, the mindset.
Well, okay, I understand that. Believe me, I virtually uprooted myself from Las Vegas to come back to Cleveland. I mean, it's a different world from where I came from, like the show, you know. Look at the timeline. Okay, I left for the service in 1990, and then I came back in 2018. That's a long time being gone. But
wow,
me, I personally. I had to pretty much do what I had to do. Personal perseverance, you know, but belief in yourself and belief in the Creator that he's going to pull all of us through, you know, the ones that are, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. You know what I mean? And funny enough, it doesn't have to come out of the Torah, the Injil, or the Quran. I mean, we all know right from wrong without having to read it from a friggin' book.
Yes, sir.
But I will say this: I will not discount those books. Those books do help for those that don't know right from wrong. You can at least show them what time it really is.
Yes, sir. Man, I appreciate that because you said so much. As a matter of fact, knowing right from wrong, I have to definitely at least throw that out there. You are big on personal accountability, personal responsibility. Before you go, if you can let us know in a couple of minutes, what does personal accountability, personal responsibility mean in hashtag 2020 vision?
Well, knowing what you're doing, knowing whether or not it's going to affect you or others, whether or not you're going to lose respect for yourself or if anyone else loses respect for you. I mean, because it all falls in together. In my opinion, no man can write law like that. Okay, it's got to all come from the heart. Not only that, but I mean, any kind of upbringing, any kind of home life, work life, or life in general. I mean, we all learn our lessons, and a lot of us learn the hard way. You know, because believe me, these kids who claim they're, you know, hard as a rock.
You still there, Hawk? You still there, brother?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can. Go right ahead. Because you're leaving us with some of these kids who play their hard as a rock. And I know you're...
Oh, well, yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got my earphones actually popped out of my phone, but I'm glad I'm back. The ones that are hard as a rock, they pretty much had it easy, like Daddy Warbucks took care of Little Orphan Annie. because if you look at what's in the world now and what was not in the world 25, 30 years ago when you and I were around that age, you know, teenagers and things like that, these kids got it easy. So for them to be so hard and so street, I don't know where the hell it comes from. In my opinion, just like the meme says, in a world of information, ignorance just happens to be the norm. There is a post that I put out, brother, that kind of, you know, came from the heart. You know, the whole Hawk persona. Is a combination of Morpheus, Blade, and John Shaft II. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The style, the persona, black male masculinity, which is under a full blown attack right now. If you look at it real, real close.
Right.
No disrespect to the LGBTQ community at all. No disrespect. But for those that were born to be male and, you know, hey, you have to pretty much have the right kind of role models. That's what I was looking for. The right role models out there to where you are not violating God's laws, period. Point blank. I ain't got nothing else to say about it.
I thank you so much. Feel free to hold a line, my brother. You said a lot, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hey, the pleasure was mine, brother. I appreciate it.
No problem. Now, see, there was a lot that was said, and I appreciate the truth and the facts that were needed in a critical time like that. I would be remiss if I did not at least go back a little bit and at least say and give a thanks, because last Tuesday, the Car Caravan for Peace in the neighborhood and accountability, self-accountability to fight against not only the violence but possible martial law that can take place when people refuse to act right in some cases. At the Dialogue Center, it started off at the Dialogue Center, which is at 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe. And as it started out, it was a blessing that I do believe at that time you had Miss Commentary Cleveland, who took off from the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. She let me fly solo so she could go down there and support people such as Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Justin Anderson, Black Stallions, and 10 Police Car Caravan led the way from St. Clair to Superior back to the Dialogue Center. I also want to, before I do anything else, I will be remiss if I didn't say a major thank you. Sometimes you don't get a chance to thank people like I would like to. So I want to just say I thank people such as, I believe, the Urban Gill, the Billy L. Sharp, Juanita Gowdy, councilperson in East Cleveland, Justin Anderson, who was, of course, our campaign manager, Angela Y. Davis of Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Patricia Blahoviak, for those who may have seen him on 19 News or WKYC, just dealing with, and I believe, Channel 5. So Channel 5 and 19 News had the best coverage as they were dealing with none other than the residents fighting against price gouging from East Cleveland to Ohio's capital. And, you know, I was very glad when Billy Sharp was upset when he was asked to pay nearly double the price on a label for toilet paper maybe two Fridays ago when the cashier said $8.99, and he said, no, it shouldn't be that way because it's $5 on the package. And according to the Ohio Attorney General's website, their office has already received 79 complaints that specifically mentioned price gouging. Some of those reports were made in Cuyahoga County, so the state's attorney general continued to look at that and at least take a look at how to handle that. Now, Billy Sharp said, look, I believe this store is valuable to the community. We don't want to run the risk of the attorney general coming in and shutting them down, and which happened at the Savemore's right off of, if I'm not mistaken, Savemore, Superior, Euclid, that whole plaza. So what he did was he took people in there, this owner, Hussein Saeed, maintained that Sharp's toilet paper experience was a mistake made by an employee. However, she says her vendors have forced her to raise some prices, and she claims it's not us, which is easy to do when there's a news camera in your face. But regardless, since the residents came to her saying that she's making every effort to lower prices as much as possible on her end and agreed to work with an oversight committee made up of East Cleveland residents, I believe, like Billy Sharp said, they got the message. That's why we were able to come to this good conclusion. People do want to let people know that the legislation that is possibly being put out, if passed, the legislation that was introduced the past week would change the Consumer Sales Practices Act to prohibit price gouging. There's a little bit more to the story. I don't have to really do too much more with that except say on the 8-foot stepladder from the soapbox, which I feel is very important. I'm just thankful that they went in, kind of like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would do on different occasions. They went in with something for people to do, and that is they took in legislation, but not only dealing with that and helping back up possible legislation, they went with paperwork, kind of like what we did earlier on, I will say, March the 31st. They went with a letter to make sure store owners would sign off on what they would, they didn't want them to do as a community. Store owners looked, they signed the paper, and that is what activism is supposed to be about. It's about getting out there and making sure some sort of change for the betterment happens. You know something? Let me take a few minutes and go to this phone caller. I always get confused when I see certain numbers. Like if I see a area code 601, for all I know, followed by a 513, there could be somebody calling to tell me, you know something? This show just price gouged my medals on a Monday, and they just shut you down. And I wouldn't know what to say right now, but I'm going to go to that 01 with 513. 601-513, how are we?
How's it going, Brother Al?
If I didn't know any better, this sounds like the man in the street endorsed people's presidential candidate Michael D. Landingham. It's just like landing a plane but going ham. Man, talk to us because your website has been breached out the truth that you've been telling us about.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate your endorsement and your followers endorsing me as well. But yeah, I've been consistent and persistent on what's been going on for months. Because, you know, I understand that my story about Donald Trump coming after me is far-fetched. And trust and believe, I thought the same thing, too. But I know what I saw over my head. And I know over everybody down on the 79th and Kinsman over there on December 9th or 10th, 2018. December 10th, 2018, when three military Black Hawk helicopters were flying over there low. And that's when Cleveland police called the FBI. And I took a lot of flack. But I know doggone well what I saw. And I know doggone well what the Cleveland police told me and what the Cleveland prosecutor told me.
I don't have any miles, but that's the
and
I only have
so I had to stand my ground. And the lady who did my and here's the funny thing, ladies and gentlemen, the lady who did my website, y'all gotta check this website out. LandinghamCase.com. LandinghamCase.com. Because we broke down the text messages and the whole thing. My background history, who I am, why I'm running, which I'm running for only family connections, because that's the only way that we can really heal this land. And she at first I talked to her for like 7 months. She called me, talked about endorsing me for president and trying to set up a website thing for everybody to meet and greet other candidates that nobody don't know nothing about. And I told her about the story, but she said she didn't believe it. She's like, come on, that ain't Donald Trump. It's got to be somebody sitting at home 400 pounds at a computer. But then she realized, 4 months later, she looked at it, and she called me in the panic. Her and her husband called me in the panic. They out there in California. Called me in the panic. Mm-hmm. Said, that was Donald Trump. I'm like, oh, huh? The text message, the phone you told me, I looked at it. That was Donald Trump. And I'm like, yeah, that was it. So she said, we got to get you, because at first I was supposed to do their website, but spend $5,000. And I think I came on your show one time to ask for support to come up to get that done. Do not need the support. Sorry, don't need the support. Got the website done for free. So they're very interested in trying to bring this president to light about who he is deep down inside. And I said a year ago that if he's willing to come down after me, a little lonely American, ordinary, just quiet, trying to pay his bills, trying to survive, trying to take care of his kids. And this is going to come out the blue, out of his world, and disturb me because I want to do something noble. And he's afraid.
Right.
And then trying to scare everybody around there. I mean, look, how much flag I got from my family, you know, they disown me. I mean, they're afraid. They're scared. A lot of people are scared. But the one thing I've always remembered, my family is part of the Sons of the First American Revolution. And they were afraid. They thought the English was going to beat them. But my family fought with George Washington. I know, they're white, though, but they're still blood. and fear would be your worst downfall. And it's the worst time to have it right now. And I'm asking everybody here in Cleveland and all over this nation, you don't need to go after the same old, same old. The American people are tired of the same old, same old. I've heard the whole notion of the Democrat Party said, vote blue no matter who. Well, it's vote blue no matter who. Why the heck we got Joe? I mean, come on,
right,
man. So I'm my name is in this ring because I'm getting the American people and the world a better option. Now, do I have all the answers? Yeah, somewhat. Not all, but most. But the answers I don't have, I'm willing to be open-minded to get the people I need to make sure that they can answer the questions that need to be answered and fix the problems that need to be fixed. But to have this president sit there knowingly, and I know I'm going over the places we haven't talked, but knowingly, knowing that this virus is going to be a pandemic, and sit there and say it's a Democratic hoax, it's an excuse talking about impeachment. No, it was a design attempt. I'm not saying he created it. I'm just saying he took advantage
of that virus coming here to slow us down, to put us in fear of each other, not giving our nurses and our doctors our masks and the PPEs, what do you call it?
Right.
We're dying. People are dying. We have 22,500 Americans dead today because we got this president who says, well, I went through impeachment. And he knows he's not going to win because the Electoral College is more on the side of the Democratic side, but there's more Democratic
right.
governors and state legislators. So the only way that he had to do what he had to do to try to keep power is to allow this virus to come in. Is this virus man-made, I've heard? I have a lot of people ask me. That's why it's kind of hard to know the news. But I got some strong sources. I got
you.
Some good common sense. So I'm not going to say too much on that, but I would say.
I hear you, sir.
But overall, we need to come together. Landon Hamp for president, 2020. We the people, the people's justice. I'm on Facebook. And then look up LandonHamCase.com. LandonHamCase.com. And we're trying to really build up a team. I know Brother Al. He's definitely part of the campaign as well. And we're trying to spread the word. But like I said, my story may seem extreme. My story may seem out there. But we're dealing with a president who is extreme and is out there. So it kind of matches. kind of matches. Come on now. But just like I said, we need to support each other as black people. We need to support each other as Americans. We can no longer look at each other for color and party, because this germ, this virus, Trump thought that this virus was going to work in his favor. You know, God, and, you know, these people think that, you know, it's an act of God. He's going to protect us and get rid of all the scum and all the filth. Seriously.
Mm.
That's what they think we are. But it's attacking
them,
it's attacking everybody. And for a president to even think that way is a very serious lack of judgment. And for somebody to be in control of the nuclear codes and even our way of life, I say to you, my fair citizens, shall we impeach again? Yes, keep impeaching until we can't impeach no more. Because this let me say this before I go. I've been for the past 4 days online, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have people who agree with some of the stuff I said, and most of the people who don't agree with me are Republicans, and they have had it with me, but it's the president. One particular person tickles me. He said he wants me to only talk about the issues, which is, that's important, listen to the people. And I do listen to the people, and I do give good ideas. But I can't talk about the president, because if I talk about the president, he's racist or this and that, then I'm talking about him. And here's the disconnect where I'm going to let everybody the whole world know. When we talk about Trump, we're not talking about you. We didn't even call your name. We're calling Trump's name. I don't know why you want to feel bad about it, but don't feel bad. Everybody makes mistakes. Learn from your mistakes. Let's come together. Let's work it out. Let's do what's right. But if you hold on to the same old thing, you'll be part of the problem. You're just going to.
Thank you.
So,
thank you
very
much.
Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Sure.
And stay blessed, brother. And I'll keep you up to date on everything.
Too,
thank y'all. Y'all stay safe. Wash your hands. When you go out, wear your mask. Do not touch public, you know, where everybody else touches public things. And if you do, don't touch your face until you get home and wash your hands. It's very important. Your life is very important. Our leaders seem like they cannot do the job. So that's why we're a self-governing country, so let's act like it, all right?
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, I got to know what song that I might need to play. I just want to say I appreciate the truth that just came out. Sometimes I get a chance to, I'll say, take a break. And when I do, I think I better be very smart and do so. So, again, presidential candidate Michael D. Landingham. As a matter of fact, he said it best. I'll do the follow-up right now.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. wash your hands. Just wash your hands, Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male share pride. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survive those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here? What leader? Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivors Speak, canceling their meeting.
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting.
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out.
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax, NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah player.
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3-3-4-2.
And for those, that is 3-3-4-2, wash your hands. Got a lot of attention, not just YouTube, but with GMS, Hood Famous TV and Hood Famous DVD. Put it on Facebook video as well. A couple hundred views happened then. But a lot of people, Linda Tripp. Yep, the former White House and Pentagon employee whose secret audio tapes of Monica Lewinsky led to the impeachment of President Bill Clinton in 1998, died last week. She was 70 years old, I believe, last Wednesday. It was very, very interesting because when Monica Lewinsky completed her testimony during that time of the scandal, she was asked if she had any final comments, and she apparently answered, "I hate Linda Tripp." Now, the thing about this is, Ms. Tripp always contended that she had revealed Ms. Lewinsky's private confession of the sexual relationship with Mr. Clinton out of patriotic duty. She had worked in the White House under President George H.W. Bush and stayed on to work briefly in the Clinton administration. She was transferred to the Pentagon at its public affairs office. Ms. Lewinsky, who had been a White House intern, was transferred there too in 1996, and the women, despite a 24-year age difference, became friends. Now, when Ms. Lewinsky confided in Ms. Tripp that she had a physical relationship with the president, Ms. Tripp got in touch with Lucienne Goldberg, a literary agent. So for those people who say, well, you know, Linda Tripp was just doing her patriotic duty, maybe if she had just reached out immediately to Kenneth Starr. But let's go back in history and say that Ms. Tripp got in touch with Lucienne Goldberg, a literary agent who had once reached out to her for information on Vincent Foster, the White House lawyer who committed suicide in 1993. So you can see that 1996, 3 years afterwards, Ms. Tripp goes back to get in touch with a literary agent so she could write a book. And more recently, Ms. Tripp had been working on a book proposal tentatively titled Behind Closed Doors, What I Saw Inside the Clinton White House. So now she had a hook for her book at that time. Thank you very much, Ryan. Anyway, Ms. Goldberg suggested, among other things, that Ms. Tripp tape her phone conversations with Ms. Lewinsky. That was legal in the District of Columbia, D.C., and in 39 states, but not in Maryland, where Ms. Tripp was living. More than 20 hours of audio tapes were turned over to Kenneth Starr, the independent prosecutor handling the Clinton investigation. After 4 years and $30 million, Mr. Starr's investigation is stalled, lost and stale allegations involving the Whitewater land deal, which the Clintons had lost money. But Ms. Tripp's tapes gave a fresh, rich avenue for exploration, galvanizing the investigation almost overnight. The tapes revealed a complicated relationship between Ms. Tripp and Ms. Lewinsky, where Ms. Lewinsky seemed grateful to be able to confide in the older woman, talking with her regularly, and for hours at a time about everything from their diets and exercise routines to Ms. Lewinsky's secret romance with the president, all while Ms. Tripp was milking her young friend for incriminating information against him. They laughed together and cried. They both ate while on the phone. At one point, Ms. Lewinsky asked Mrs. Tripp to help her proofread a love letter she'd written to Mr. Clinton. Handsome, you've been distant, yada, 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 the past few months, and have shut me out, Ms. Lewinsky read. I don't know why. Is it that you don't like me anymore, or are you scared? And Mrs. Tripp assured her that Mr. Clinton would call, prompting Mrs. Lewinsky to say, Linda, if I ever want to have an affair with a married man again, especially the president, please shoot me. At another point, Mr. Lewinsky confided that after she'd apparently done some other things, it was just different things, yada, yada, yada. Ms. Tripp, fully aware, though, of her betrayal, predicted the demise of their friendship. I feel like I'm sticking a knife in your back, Ms. Tripp told Ms. Lewinsky on December 22nd, 1997. During a conversation that ran 68 pages when it was transcribed, and I know if I have to go for it, you'll never speak to me again. So, anyway, yeah, maybe this is a good lesson to be learned from people here and there, that sometimes you just have to be willing to take certain things to the grave with you. Because you never know people's motives or intentions. You just don't. With that being said, I want to at least say that, yeah, so when Linda Tripp passed, I know a lot of people were wondering, what's the thought process or what have you. So I had to at least say, you know, that is the particular thing that happened when it comes to this particular thing in itself. My thing is, since I have people on the phone line and all of that, let me take my time here and at least might as well play this brother, HJS, with the song called Always.
But switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years I'm past with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. From the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the off is the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCing, because I just can't stop. 20 million different styles, but it's all hip hop, so I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here, crystal clear, no fear, pimping, this is the year, yeah, yeah, cause HJS is finally in his zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.
In life, we make choices. Some choices we have to live with for years. On March 17, 2020, make the choice and vote for new leadership for the Republican State Central Committee, District 21. I am Donna Walker Brown, the candidate for the position.
And one thing I would like to say, let me read off a couple of things. Might as well say that. Donna Walker Brown, candidate for State Central Committee District 21, fought for justice against 11 black women murders from Anthony Sowell, 2008. Saved Glenville High School and Collinwood High School from closure in 2009 to 2010. Definite Kevin Conwell. Anthony Harrison, Jeff Johnson can coincide that fact. Fought against Pastor R.A. Vernon using public schools as church free in charge or permit fee only in 2009. Filed pro se Donald Walker Brown, etc. Versus CMSD 1032 or 10-3281, Northern District Court, along with another CMSD single parent temporary restraining order against transformation plan approved by CMSD school board. So how's that plan working out, people? Fought to save Huron Road Hospital, level one trauma center health Inequalities, East Side of Cleveland, against Cleveland Clinic Foundation, organized the first overnight sleepover to save East High School from closure and or becoming a storage facility for CMSD. It was cold that night, I remember it. Fought against 702 teachers layoff in CMSD, 2011. Fought against 137 shots from corrupted Cleveland cops, the deaths of Melissa Williams and Timothy Russell, 2012 to 2013. Friend and respite caregiver to 230% Service Connect disabled Vietnam veteran from 2013 to 2014. Organized sleepover to register felons at the East Side Market in Cleveland, 2016. Saved East Tech High School from becoming church, Pastor Ari Vernon, permanently, and in 2017, the NBA Cares adopted East Tech High School as Learning Place Center with the Cleveland Cavaliers, organized the sleepover and sleepover committee for a nine-day year with demands that were met by Cuyahoga County Executive Armand Budish, 2018, organized the lead awareness sleepover at Cleveland City Hall building downtown, 2019, organized rally to save homeless Melanoia, that's Melanoia Project, and Denison United Church of Christ, Metanoia Project, and Denison United Church of Christ, designation as a church at Ward 11, Councilwoman Donna Brady's house on New Year's Eve, 2019, and Councilwoman Donna Brady resigned on January 27, 2020, endorsed by RPCC, ICRM, and Ohio Diversity Coalition for Republican State Central Committee, District 21, 2020. So there are some of the things that have been done. I would like to also take the time to get out there and say, Black on Black Crime, Inc., headquarters is 15415 Chippen Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Whenever I'm going to be there, if it ends up being this week, just look for the posts on a regular on Facebook, the Dialogue Center. I can let you know when I'll be there for absentee votes, so you can come in, fill out your paperwork. It'll be dropped off in the Board of Elections, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated. If you want to know anything about youth and family marriage counseling, contact Pastor Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Grief Support, Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts, 216-804-7462, 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070. Floral arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers, that's 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. My team is always doing my best to get the information out to you as best as I possibly can, because if I don't do that, then I'm wrong. You know, that's the truth. My thing is, before I do anything else, I would also like to point out there and say that I find it very interesting that, hey, the ACLU, if you all are wondering why I belong and have dealt with the jails for so long, it's because somebody has to do it, who knows how. And I've been blessed to be in a position where I work around so many other people. But this one, the ACLU sues ICE, wants high-risk detainees in Ohio jails released over coronavirus concerns. It's the American Civil Liberties Union sued U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, asking a federal judge to order the agency to immediately release certain foreign detainees in two county jails in Ohio due to the coronavirus pandemic. As the lawsuit filed a couple of Fridays ago in federal court in Cleveland sought to release four detainees that lawyers say are at risk of severe illness or death from the virus because of ages and underlying medical conditions. The suit says continued detention violates their constitutional right against unlawful punishment. ICE contracts with four counties in Ohio to house immigrants in local jails. The lawsuit involved three detainees held in the Geauga County Jail and one held in the jail in Seneca County. I've had to deal with that one because there's a person that I know that's personally held there, and we're in the midst of dealing with that as of today. So my thing is, it's interesting. But I appreciate them for doing their work, because sometimes the most thankless job comes from people who are at least out there doing certain things. I also want to say, as I point things out before I leave, I'm glad I can get a couple of other things out. But, you know, that fight against price gouging, to me, that was a 20-foot stepladder for the soapbox. That ACLU that versus ICE was 21-foot stepladder for the soapbox. My thing is also I want to point out that we've been very, very blessed, highly favored. People, it's a different time in life, because it used to be if you were arrested for something, they wouldn't put it out there. But I think they're letting people know, hey, because in Willoughby Hills, of all places, Willoughby Hills, guess they were just tired of being quarantined, or as Steve from EC would say, quarantining. Shots fired at a large Airbnb party in Willoughby Hills. 10 were arrested. The gathering would seemingly be a direct violation of Ohio's stay-at-home order, yes, but 10 people were taken into custody. Apparently it happened maybe, I'll say, towards the 11th. So I'm going to say it had happened on Saturday night, you know, or yeah, Friday night to Saturday morning. It was early Saturday morning. There was a great big fight. People fought in the air. They shot in the air. Fortunately, they shoot each other. They shot in the air. The authorities, Willoughby Hills, called 36900 block of Beach Hills Drive around 2 a.m. after someone heard gunshots. When police showed up, several cars were speeding away, and a large number of people were running around in the yard, probably fighting. Here's what's so interesting. Daisha Truitt, 23, Sade Jackson, 26, Joanne Cleveland, 23, Joseph Dunn, 30 of Bedford, Ronnie Johnson Jr., 29, Dimitri Ralston, 24, Ruben Lee, 35, Dakari Williams, 25, DeAndre Aggie, 27, Jesse Anderson, 27. Jesse Anderson, so let's see, 9 out of 10 of those people, except for the Bedford, all came from Cleveland. I believe that the reason they put those out there, they said that, hey, it looked like the police, you know, Ohio Department of Health Director Amy Acton had banned such gatherings of more than 50 or more, and no larger than 10. But it was a whole group of them, and they did at least put the names out there. I think it's to let people know, hey, fool, if you don't do this stuff, we're going to tell on you and put you out there all the way. So please be careful of what you do, for the simple fact that it's a different time. You'll be hit with charges, and your name will be put out there. You'll be embarrassed to the hilt. My thing is, no matter what, I've had my feel of it. Being quarantined around people causes you to act or see or do things differently than other people. It just does. You can get tired of somebody, even if I'm in a personal space or what have you. I used to live my life where I was so afraid of everybody that I was always paying so much attention. Now I try to be a different person. I try to take it at face value. I might not notice that much about people when I'm close up, but I'm trying to take people at their word. If I don't take you at your word, then that means I'm trying to figure you out. If I'm trying to figure you out all the time, I might get the wrong answer. It's kind of like if you're looking for something wrong, like constantly checking people's phones or going through their wallet or asking different people about a person, you might get what you're looking for, which is bad information. So I try not to figure out too much anymore, because every time I did, I always found the wrong thing on what I was looking for. And that is and can be the worst thing of all time. My thing is, let's put on this jazz beat from Emax to Image, 3342 Music. Talk to you all next week.